Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting and highlighting business leaders in our area.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Gwinnett Business Radio here on Business Radio X. We have a real fun show for you today. By the way, Steve and Julian, typically my co-host, not with us today. He's a little under the weather, so you're stuck with just me, Mike Salmond. My producer next door to me here is Trey Odom, and we're going to have a fun show today. We have a young entrepreneur in the studio. Her name is it Elle or Ellie?
Ellie
Peters. Her mom is here as well, Jen Peters. They are the owners of Cool to Sweet. They do bath soaps and products, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And also joining us is the gentleman that introduced me to Ellie and Jen, Mike Gifford with the National Business Chamber of Greater Gwinnett. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Mike. Good to see you.
Well, Mike, a couple months ago, you said, listen, I know some folks. I know this young girl, and she is a business owner, and she's unbelievable, and you have to meet her. Tell me how you met these two and what you saw in them and how they got involved with you.
Well, we met back last fall, and it was as a result of our common relationship with Trade Bank International. And I had started the National Business Chamber of Greater Gwinnett back in August of last year, and I believe we met in either then or in September. And I was just so impressed with both Jen and Ellie. They both have an entrepreneurial spirit. They both have a great concern for their customers, and they're innovative. And those are all things that I enjoy. And so that's how we met. They became members of the chamber early on. We were able to do some things to help them in their business and continue to. And they're one of the reasons that I enjoy getting up and doing this business.
Absolutely. Okay, the company is called Cool to Sweet. So Ellie and Jen, whoever wants to start, tell me about what your company is. What do you guys do? What do you produce?
We produce natural soap and other natural bath products. Some of our soap has some organic ingredients, and we want to help the community. So we give back to the community by donating a portion to the Gwinnett Medical NICU.
Very nice. Why did you decide to start this business? Jen, did Ellie come to you and say, listen, I want to start my own business? How did this come about?
Yes, we started making soaps for ourselves. After we used it and she loved it, we give like teachers appreciation or Christmas to the teachers as a small gift. And, you know, people just love it. And one day she came over, she said, Mommy, I want to sell these products. And I work full time. So I told her, I said, no, I'm not going to be doing this. I don't have time to do that. So I pretty much blew her off. And so she just persistent, and she keep on asking and asking. And after 6 months of continuing asking, one summer, it was a summer break, she told me, she said, Mommy, I really, really want to try. And if we fail, then I'm not going to ask you again. So I have to discuss with her dad, because she just keep on asking. She won't give up. And so after the family discussion, and we think that we ought to give her a chance to try. And that's how we started that a year ago, Christmas time. We made about 90-some soaps during the Christmas, and we sold out in the 2 weeks.
So you're a very persistent young lady, Ellie. How old are you?
I'm 11 years old.
Where do you go to school?
I go to Creekland Middle School.
Okay. So did you always want to be a business owner, or is this something that was always in the back of your mind, or you had never thought about it until you realized all these people love the products that you are making?
Really never thought about it until we tried it out, and it seemed that people really liked our products.
How do you make them? Do you guys do this in the house?
Yeah,
by yourselves?
Yeah, we have a room separate from everything, and that's all for just the business.
Okay. Talk more about the product. So they're soaps, and I've seen some of the stuff you guys do. I mean, it doesn't look like a regular bar of soap. You guys can do some pretty special things. Tell me about some of the soaps and the, I don't know what you call them, sculpture. I mean, they're almost works of art. They're too pretty and too nice to actually almost want to use. But talk about what we see. You know, if you were to bring a bunch, what would I see?
We try to make, well, actually all our soaps and all our products have different scents and different colors, and we're trying to make it fun.
Mm-hmm. Are there other products out there like this, or have you found it? And Jen, of course, you've shopped around.
Yes.
Is there anything out there like this?
Yeah, there's some, but there wasn't a lot in the Metro Orlando, especially in the Gwinnett area. Especially if they have a skin problem that they have to use certain soap, natural product, they have to buy it online. They don't have any local place that they can purchase. So this is a market that, you know, after we agreed to start it, and then we see the potential in the market, especially in the Gwinnett area.
And we're going to ask you at the end of the interview, of course, to give us the website and all that. But for those that might be listening right now that want to check it out while they're listening to the show, go ahead and give us the website so they can take a look at it.
Well, the thing is, we're trying to make a new and better website.
Okay.
So they're going to have to wait a little bit.
Are you on Facebook or anything like that right now?
Yes.
Yeah, the website is under the construction.
Okay.
So the Facebook is Kutu Sweet Soap. And
okay.
They should be, you know, and there's a lot of information there. They can find us.
Cool, COOL, and then the numeral
two.
And Sweet Soap.
Yes.
Would be the Facebook.
Yes, and we constantly posting new information. And then sometimes if there's a fair, we do a local fair, so we will post it on there. That would be very good, you know, to keep up with the news.
You guys do things in the community as far as fairs and exhibitions and so forth?
Yeah.
How do you find time for all this, Ellie? I'm sure, school, I'm sure you have extracurricular activities. How do you find time to run a business?
Well, I try to multitask and make use of my time.
Jen, you said you were working full-time. Are you still working full-time, or has this become your full-time job?
Yes, I'm still working full-time job, and this is almost becoming my second full-time job. but we're having fun. We really learn a lot from this process, and so it's great.
How do you market the product? How do you get word out about what you're doing so you can sell more of it?
We go to networking events, like how we met Mike, the National Business Chamber of Greater Gwinnett. And so we go to different networking groups and we meet great people.
And Mike, I would think that this kind of separates your chamber from others, because I know other chambers, typically a young company or a young entrepreneur, they may not accept them. But you guys, you feel like you can help everybody.
Oh, absolutely. And I love, this is a great story. This is one of our success stories in TNBC of Greater Gwinnett. And it's such a pleasure to do business with Jen and with Ellie. I love innovation. I love people who are excited about what they do, who create things. And I mean, you can see 6 months. Wow. 6 months is it, Mom, Dad, I want to do this. I want to do this. And that's what you need to be in order to be successful as an entrepreneur. Now, real quick, let me mention, if somebody does want to buy their products online right now, they can go to shopmychoice.com, which is our affiliate site, and they can shop on there. So if they do go to shopmychoice.com and do a search for Cool Numeral 2 Suite, then they'll see a listing of their products, so they can buy online right now until their site is back up.
And are there photos of the products as well?
Yes.
Okay, because photos, that's always huge. Of course, you want to see it. You talked earlier about giving back to the community. Talk more about that. Why did you decide to do that?
I got a tour of the NICU, Gwinnett Medical NICU, and the premature babies with all those breathing tubes, and it made me want to help them because it's so sad, and they Gwinnett Medical needs the money in order to be able to do all those things and help them.
We're talking with Ellie Peters and her mom, Jen Peters, here. They are the owners of a Cool 2 Suite. What have you learned so far from the business?
I've learned actually some computer stuff, and I've also learned the science and why the soap goes together and it stays.
I'm sure you've also learned that owning a business is a lot of work, haven't you?
Yeah.
Maybe more than you thought when you first started it.
Yeah, it's different. I when I first started it, I thought that it, I didn't think there was so much behind having a business, but I still like doing all these things.
Do you dream of the day that you'll have employees and you'll be making thousands and thousands of bars of soap, maybe on some assembly line somewhere and shipping them out all over the world?
And having people know who I am, and it would be really cool, yeah.
That's great that you have some goals. You're a young entrepreneur, but I read here that you started a Facebook group called Kidspreneurs.
Yeah.
Talk about that a little bit.
I wanted to help other young entrepreneurs, and so my mom and I, together we set up a Facebook group, Kidspreneurs, for young entrepreneurs to join, and we're planning to have a fair like in the summer, and so young entrepreneurs can come and they can sell their products, and it'll be fun for all of us.
What are your classmates at school? You say Creekland Elementary?
No, middle school.
Creekland Middle School. What do they think about having you? And I mean, how are you, like the coolest kid in the class because you have your own business?
I guess. I'm not really sure, but my friends, they are inspired and they want to start their own business and be creative themselves too.
Have you found that running your own business has helped you become a better student?
Yeah, it does help with perseverance and hard work. It helps me with schoolwork.
You talked earlier, you said something about the soaps being I don't know if the word was organic or something. The ingredient. Talk about the ingredients in the soap.
Some of our soaps are have some organic ingredients, and then the rest have natural ingredients. But overall, all our soaps are natural and safe on skin.
We the organic ingredient, the highest in the ingredient level we can go. Which not just us, everybody can go, is 80%. So 80% of organic, if it's a soap called organic, means that there's 85% organic ingredient in there. So we have a few soaps with the organic ingredient, and the rest is just the natural ingredient.
Now, Jen, you mentioned that you're both kind of co-owners of the company. Mm-hmm. What does Ellie actually do, and what do you do? I mean, are you both making the soaps? Does she have, okay, here's her responsibilities and you have other responsibilities?
When we make the soap, usually the two of us together, we have to test it out. If we will have make a new product, we have to test out regarding the scent, the color, and if it's, you know, if that doesn't turn out that what we want, we have to redo it. So involve a lot of testing. And she's very involved in that, and she's very opinionated regarding the scent and color. You know, she wouldn't want, if she said, "Mommy, let's put only 10 drop of color," so I will have to put 10 drop of color. If I put more, she'll say, "That's too dark," you know, and then I put too less, and then, that's not enough. So, and that's pretty much, I kind of follow her lead. The thing that I try to manage on my side is price the product, because she's not old enough to do that. So I price the product, and right now I manage the Facebook page because she's not old enough to post on Facebook as well.
Ellie, you found a great way to be able to tell your mom what to do. Rather than her always telling you what to do, you could tell her what to do.
Yeah.
I wanted to throw something in here, Mike. I've used their products. They're excellent. I use them for myself. Also, when I got married in the fall, they made some custom soaps for us to give away at our wedding that had a logo on them and our name and the date and so on. And they do that for commercials, commercial businesses as well.
Oh, wow.
So like if there's,
Marriott
Hotel.
In Stowmont.
So if there's a business, and I promote this to business owners, as a nice little gift to give to a new customer or a prospective customer, just get a soap with your name on it, with your logo on it. So their products, firsthand testimony here, their products are great.
That could be a great niche right there. I mean, the custom soaps and so forth with the business company name on it. Hopefully you find that one big business that places the big order and you're set and you can go ahead and expand the business. Where is Dad in all of this? Is he involved, or is he just kind of let the ladies of the house take care of all this?
He's involved in a way. You know, sometimes we say we need a load product on the website, the old website that we had, and so he will do that for us. And then he's also a soap cutter, so because he has bigger power, so he cuts soap for Ellie, and that's what he mainly do, and maintain the website.
Got to be a little stronger.
Yeah.
Right now, it's the soaps. Do you have plans one day? I'd like to expand and maybe do a different product, or right now it's just focusing on the soap?
Well, actually, we have other products like bath bombs and shower gels and lotions. We don't have a lot as much as the soap, but we do have other products, and we would like to expand more.
Awesome. Yeah, we're planning to, because we recently got a dog. Got a new puppy, so she's into that puppy shower gel right now.
shampoo. Yeah.
Shampoo. So the next one we will make is the pet shampoo.
Great. Ellie Peters and Jen Peters with Cool to Sweet joining us here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Go ahead and give the Facebook page again so they know where to find the product. And as Mike said earlier, there's another place online where you can get the products.
You can just search on Facebook, Cool to Sweet Soaps, and you should be able to find us.
And the Mike's website is shopmychoice.com.
Great.
So if you search Cool to Sweet, COOL number 2, Sweet, SWEET, you will find our product on that too.
Okay. And Ellie, you said you wanted to be famous, and I know you've had a newspaper article written about your company, and now you're on the radio, so you're on your way. Have you been practicing your autograph signing?
I've done it, like, I've always, since I was little, wished to be famous. I didn't really care what it was. So when I was little, I always practiced autograph signing.
Oh, interesting. Well, just be careful what you wish for. Sometimes it's not all it's cracked up to be. I mean, unless you want the photographers chasing you around all the time and dating all the movie stars. I mean, is that what you really want?
I don't know right now.
Yeah. Well, Mike, first of all, I appreciate you joining us. And Mike, thank you for introducing us to them as well.
Well, you're very welcome. It's my pleasure. You know, you talk about youngsters and we see them on television and movies and so on like that. And as they develop fame, as it were, you kind of wonder about the kids themselves.
We wonder sometimes about our future because
yeah, exactly.
Some are just addicted to the video games.
But then you look at Ellie, and she is very well grounded. She is very mature for an 11-year-old. She's mature for a 20-year-old. And she's obviously the product of good parenting, and she's got her focus, and I think that's admirable. Can I throw a plug in?
Absolutely.
TNBC of Greater Gwinnett networking event tonight, 5:30 to 7:30, 1000 Laval Boulevard, Trade Bank International Building. If anybody would like to come, it's free. Be glad to have them come. And again, this is how we met these folks. And it's just such a pleasure for me with the TNBC of Greater Gwinnett to be associated with them and to recommend them. It is so easy to recommend folks like this.
I want to add that if anybody listens to this broadcast after the date of today, which is as we do the show, it's April 9th, you have these networking functions monthly, do you not?
We do. We have two or three different events at least, and we're growing, so we're going to have more as it comes on. But yes, this one is specific to April 9th, the evening of 5:30, 7:30.
Give all the contact information for the National Business Chamber of Greater Gwinnett so people can find out more about what you do.
Sure. They can go to tnbcgwinnett.org, or they can call me at 678-884-7661. Or just come by to see me. And we're at the Trade Bank Building. We're over there between Gwinnett or near Gwinnett Tech, and I'm just delighted to talk to business owners around Gwinnett County at any time.
Absolutely, Ellie and Jen. Is there anything that I didn't get to that you wanted to talk about, or do we pretty much cover everything?
I think we covered everything.
Well, the new website will be www.cool2sweetsoap.com when it's up, but we will announce in the Facebook too when it's up.
Okay, cool2sweetsoap.com. And of course, we want the number 2, not T-W-O, but actually the numeral 2
right there.
Where'd you come up with the name Cool to Sweet? Whose idea was that?
That was mine. I came up with it because I wanted to think about the description of the soap, and I thought that the soap, it was cool how we make it, and it smelled really sweet, so Cool to Sweet.
Well, you, also, you're cool and you're sweet too. So, I mean, it kind of covers everything. Ellie, congratulations on everything so far and on your company, your business, and continued success. And Jen, thank you very much as well. Continued success for both of you, and let us know how we can help you at Business Radio X. We love introducing you to the world, and hopefully you could take this interview and this show and share it with everybody, and they'll all know about Cool to Sweet soaps. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. And Mike, as always, from the National Business Chamber of Greater Gwinnett, we've had you on before, and hopefully we'll have you on in the future. Continued success and congratulations on having such great members like Ellie and Jen right here.
Well, thank you. They are the stars of TNBC Gwinnett. The members are the stars in TNBC of Greater Gwinnett. Thank you again, Mike, for letting me be on and for inviting Jen and Ellie to be here today.
They're making you look good. You know that.
Absolutely.
All right. I want to take care of a little business and let you know that Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to you in part by Speed Pro Imaging of Marietta. Speed Pro Imaging of Marietta helps businesses stand out by providing high-quality, large graphics. If you can imagine it, they can handle it. As the industry leader for large-scale printing, they deliver impactful, attention-getting images that convey a message, attract attention, and reinforce your brand. So whether you're looking for a vehicle wrap, that's what you need to do next, Jen. You have your car wrapped, Cool to Sweet logo all over it. If you're looking for a vehicle wrap, trade show displays, banners, event graphics, wall graphics, or more, Speed Pro Imaging Marietta is the place for you. Visit their website. It's speedpromarietta.com. And a reminder that you can enjoy this program or any of our other Gwinnett Business Radio X programs anytime, day or night, 24/7, by visiting GwinnettBusinessRadio.BusinessRadioX.com. You can also download this or any of our shows on iTunes. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Gwinnett Radio X. Like us on Facebook, also at Gwinnett Radio X. For my producer, Trey Odom, I'm Mike Salmond, and we will see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.